Are you searching for personal development, motivation, self-help, success? Brian Tracy, well, you've come to the right place. Hang on.
Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Brian Tracy has consulted more than 1,000 companies and addressed more than 5 million people in 5,000 talks and seminars throughout the U.S. and Canada and 70 other countries worldwide. As a keynote speaker and seminar leader, he addresses more than 250,000 people each year. Now, on today's show, Brian is going to enlighten you on how you can become a self-made millionaire. Listen to Brian.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. When I was in my teens, I had a dream to become a millionaire by the time I was 30. When I reached the age of 30, I was broke. So I set it back to 35. When I reached the age of 35, I was broke as well. And then I began to give small seminars. Once a man called me, a businessman, he said, could I come and speak to his 800 independent representatives on how to become a self-made millionaire? And I said, of course. And then I hung up the phone and I realized, geez, I have no idea how to become a millionaire. I've wanted to be a millionaire most of my life. I don't know anything about the subject. So I began to study self-made millionaires. I found two things. Number one is that self-made millionaires have been studied for years and years and years, millions and millions of dollars, so we know who they are and where they come from. And number two is that if you do what other self-made millionaires have done, people who started with zero and became a millionaire within one generation, you soon get the same results they do. And if you don't, you don't. Now, the starting point of becoming a millionaire is to remember the greatest discovery of all of human life, which is that you become what you think about most of the time. If you sincerely want to be rich, to achieve all your financial goals, and to retire as a self-made millionaire, one of the smartest things you can do is to develop the habits of thinking and acting that have enabled others to become self-made millionaires. What is so hard about this to understand? Most people are thinking of how little money they have. They worry about being broke. They're worried about lack and poverty. They're worried about the prices of everything. And they're wondering why they're not flourishing financially, because they're thinking about poverty and lack rather than prosperity and abundance. Now, these habits of financial success are learnable, as all habits are, by practice and repetition. In other words, you can program yourself to think like self-made millionaires. And remember, it has to start on the inside before it ever comes true on the outside. So the first discovery about the thinking patterns of self-made millionaires is that they have the habit of thinking in terms of financial independence most of the time. From an early age, or at a certain point in life, they become focused on achieving specific goals for financial independence. They think about it most of the time. Self-made millionaires discipline themselves to make whatever sacrifices are necessary to achieve those financial goals. They organize and reorganize their entire financial lives, their earnings, their investing, their insuring, and spending activities in such a way that they're all coordinated and helping them move toward hitting those specific financial targets. Now, here's an important point. Achieving financial success is very difficult, and it does not happen by accident. It happens by very deliberate design and a long period of disciplined persistence in doing the things necessary. Now, at a certain point in life, each person comes to a crossroads with his or her financial goals. One road leads in the direction of earning, saving, and accumulating, while the other road leads in the direction of earning, spending, and getting into debt. And 80% of the population take that road because it's fun and easy. Now, as a fully responsible adult, you must decide which road you're going to take. And no matter what road you've taken up until now, you're free to choose the road that you're going to follow from this day forward. One of the great lines that I teach is that it doesn't matter where you're coming from, all that really matters is where you're going. You can't change the past, but you can totally change the future by taking a different direction today. The starting point of achieving financial success and joining the Self-Made Millionaires Club is for you to accept complete responsibility for your financial life. Most self-made millionaires organize their financial goals and financial lives in such a way that their net worth increases about 8 to 10% per year on the amount of money that they have working. They set financial goals and they don't look for get-rich-quick schemes or easy money. They are patient and persistent and far-sighted. They discipline themselves to save and accumulate money over many years. They don't speculate, they don't take risks, and they don't look for fast ways to make money quickly and easily because there aren't any. As a result of these habitual ways of thinking about their money, each year their wealth grows a little bit. Eventually they pass the $1 million mark and usually keeps on going. As Einstein said, compounding is the greatest power in the universe. So the key to success is get rich slow. Don't try to get rich quick. When you become the kind of person who can set financial goals and accumulate $1 million or more, you'll also be the kind of person who can earn the second and third million as well. You know, we used to say, and I started this when I was poor, is making the first million is very hard, but the second million is almost inevitable. Why is that? It's because you have to develop totally different qualities to earn the first million, but now you have the qualities and earning the second million is much easier. And even if something unfortunate happens to you and you lost all your money, you'd be able to make it back again fairly quickly because you would have become the kind of person who can become a millionaire. Once you become that kind of person, you never lose it. There's a great story about Mike Todd, a theater director who had invested all of his money in a production and lost it all and was broke. And someone once asked him, "Hey, Mike, how does it feel to be poor?" He said, "I'm not poor." He said, "Poor is a state of mind. I'm just broke, and that is temporary." And within a few months, he was back on top again. He was once more a self-made millionaire because he had the mindset. So self-made millionaires did not gain financial success merely by luck. Luck does not factor into it. In order to become a self-made millionaire, you must set financial goals and work toward achieving financial success every day. And if you do that persistently and consistently, day by day, week by week, month by month, you will achieve all your financial goals.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Brian Tracy, simply search YouTube and be sure to check out his website, briantracy.com. Sign up for his free newsletter. One of my personal favorite Brian Tracy books, Million Dollar Habits, can be found at Brian's website and or Amazon.com. And I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Brian Tracy. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.